Everything seems up in the air these days. In light of this ongoing pandemic, there are all kinds of questions swirling about. What will the new normal be like? What will school look like in the fall? What will church look like this summer? When have so many people everywhere felt so uncertain and had so many unanswered questions and unanswerable questions at the same time because of this pandemic? When have so many plans been upended or suspended? When have so many guidelines become so tenuous or temporary, subject to change? How long will all of this go on? When will we be able to go out as we normally would? Or when will we be able to gather in groups, say at the pub, just to sing some songs together? When will we be able to travel? When will we be able to go to work? Or simply visit a friend in the hospital? And all of this has come so sudden to us, this unseen virus that has such power, that has such reach and influence, rattling some of the strongest and most reliable institutions in human history. This virus shutting down the world economy, playing havoc with so much we have glibly taken for granted for so long, forcing schools, churches, local businesses into shuttered alternative existence. And here we are. You and I caught up in the middle of all of this. You and I, suspended, cut off from what we just recently considered normal. Here we are. You and I searching for a foothold, grasping for anything solid and dependable to hold on to. Still not sure how serious are the implications of this pandemic, this predicament that could continue to impact our lives for the duration of our lifetime. As we gather here around the Lord's table and as we listen to God's word this morning, the question that comes to my mind is this: how does our faith inform and inspire us during this unique time in our lives? How does our faith speak to what we're going through right now? What does God's word bring to bear this morning, particularly in these readings that we've just heard? Well, here's the message I'm getting today. First of all, what we are experiencing around us and what we are feeling inside of us is real. If you feel that the world around you seems skewed and off course, if you feel that our normal patterns and our usual way markers are out of kilter and skewed, if that's what you're feeling right now, that is exactly how it is. You are not crazy. You are simply perceptive. Our deep longing for something solid and reassuring and life-giving is real. This hunger we have for shalom, for peace, A sense of harmony and coherence with the people and the environment around us is a real hunger that we have right now. And the good news for today is that through these scripture readings and through this Holy Eucharist, Jesus is coming to us. Jesus is coming to you this hour, right now, to feed this hunger and to impart to us the gift of shalom. That is peace in a broken, sick world. And I truly believe that as we focus on Jesus and as we hear His voice today and as we feel His presence this morning, that God will give us a truth to stand on when everything else feels slippery and unsure. That God will give us a direction to take. That God will give us something solid to hold on to when all else feels like sinking sand. In fact, this gospel reading and all of our readings this morning bear witness to this promise of stability and someone to cling to no matter what happens. Particularly when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I am the way, the truth, and the life. With these words, Jesus is throwing us a lifeline. He's placing our feet on solid ground. With these words, Jesus is taking us by the hand and He's leading us forward. Now, Jesus is able to do this because even though Jesus is one of us, Jesus brings into our presence a power to guide us. He brings into our presence an ability to impart strength that comes only from a power and a presence who is much greater than are we. And so here's the deal. It is precisely at a time like this that Jesus can fulfill His vocation as Savior and friend to you and to me if we will just let Him. For example, right now, because of all the smoke and confusion, you and I may not be able to see the next step ahead, right? But Jesus can. And with Jesus close by, we will make our way forward. We will move forward as we follow Him, as we depend on Him each day, step by step, day by day, moving forward, undergirded, supported, strengthened by that unshakable presence who will never abandon us, who will never lose us. Time after time in John's Gospel, Jesus reassures us that if we know Him, we also know the one whom He calls Abba, that is, Father. And time after time, Jesus reassures us that the Creator who loves us into existence is neither insensitive nor aloof, but rather God is present with us in all of our circumstances, very often working in ways that we will never perceive in order to fulfill God's vision for our lives. And so, the good news for today is this. In Jesus, God is with us even now in this pandemic. In Jesus, God is with us. God is with us in our vulnerability. God is with us in our uncertainty. God is with us in our fear and our anxiety. And today, God is reaching out His hand to you in the person of Jesus. And once we take that hand and once that connection is made between Jesus and you, our footing becomes sure. Our path begins to hold. We feel ourselves being steadied and strengthened by His presence with us. We begin to experience a deep inner peace and confidence that we call shalom. As I've gotten older, I've had plenty of time to look back over my life and consider the memories I have, particularly of my parents. And I can tell you that I have a much greater appreciation of my mom and dad now, today, than I did, say, 25 years ago, or even 10 years ago. I was thinking about this past week, and in the process, a memory from my childhood came to the surface. And this memory goes all the way back to the early 60s, to the days when I was in probably about the 8th grade. I was in school at the old David Miller Jr. High School in downtown Asheville, over where One Oak Plaza is now, not far from First Baptist Church. And a group of us were playing basketball on that asphalt basketball court at the east end of the athletic field behind the school. Some of you will remember that area. Well, we were playing basketball, and it got a little rough. And I wound up in a fight for the ball. And in the middle of the scuffle, I managed to break my left foot and severely damage the ankle. What I remember about that incident is, first of all, the excruciating pain that I felt and the instant loss of mobility. I tried to get up and walk and just could not do it. It was the first time in my life that I had ever been really hurt, and I could not just shake it off. And I remember an overwhelming feeling of helplessness and uncertainty. And the question, what is going to happen to me now? Well, Coach Reed and some friends got me to that rock wall behind the school where I could sit down and put my foot up to ease the pain a little bit. And at that point, I had no idea what would happen next. But at some point, I turned my head and I saw my dad. I saw my dad. He had come from the police department where he worked. I guess Coach Reed or somebody had called him. And my dad walked over to me and he placed his hand on my shoulder. And he said to me, "Son, I am with you now. You're going to be all right." Nothing elegant, nothing mushy, nothing complicated, nothing dramatic. Simply the presence and the reassurance I needed at that moment from one who loved me and from one who had the strength and the authority and the calm to get me where I needed to be. And he did. You see, with my dad beside me, I knew that I would somehow be okay. And that's all I needed. Well, now today, in this moment, when everything seems up in the air, when our future seems so uncertain, and our way forward seems murky, here today, we feel the presence of one who loves us, one who is greater than are we, one who places his hand on our shoulder and says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Stick with me, and you'll be all right. I will get you where you need to be. And so the good news is this. When we are lost, Jesus finds us. When we are weak, Jesus is strong for us. When we become distracted and rattled, Jesus stays focused for us. Though we stumble, Jesus steadies us. When we become anxious and afraid, Jesus embraces us. And Jesus is here among us now, reaching out His hand to us, to you and to me and to all of us together, to be for us the way, the truth, and the life, to bring us shalom, to lead us safely home. Amen.